880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Dave has pointed, and we have gone over the hour, and it's not sports, it's now business. I hope everybody enjoyed the last half hour of sports, but this is going to be some great stuff, and my guest and I may end up talking a little sports, too. Anyway, today it's Rosh Hashanah. Happy Rosh Hashanah, everybody. And we are going to talk social good. We are going to talk social good. I touched my screen and it started to make noise. Publix has been instrumental in many projects here in our community and making it better. We're going to discuss what Publix does, how you can connect with Publix. We're going to have the heart of Publix, Kim Reynolds. She's the Publix Supermarket Manager, Miami Division for Media and Community Relations. We're going to talk about how Publix can work with you for some community involvement. Then we're going to have Tarek Maddox on. We're going to talk about exercise, staying fit, how to stay in shape, how to survive the UMUF game at 12 noon. And we're also going to thank Publix for supporting Tarek and I in our efforts to make the community a better place. It's Rosh Hashanah. Not much happened in the market. Not much happened in Syria. But a lot happened here in the studio. You'll hear about it right after this break. Stick with us. We're going to have an awesome show. Publix, heart, community, back after this.
Football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Oh, Dave. Dave is pointing at me. Dave, which one am I supposed to do? Which one? All right. Well, I'm going to do the UHealth live read. I was all there spooking up the phone calls and getting the whole show going. And, you know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. Golly, I know I'm wearing glasses now. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is my favorite part of all their stuff. Call 305-243-2020. There it is. That's a favorite part. I'll say it again. 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation about your eyes. Get it? 2020 in your eyes. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Everybody always asks me what they can do to help Lawrence Kids. Well, right now, you can take action. Go to www.lawrencekids.org. We need to get... For $35, you can reserve your Lawrence Kids license plate. We need 900 more. My mom has done it. My wife has done it. We're all doing it. We need you to help, too. Go to www.lawrencekids.org. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, full service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with the heart, the Miami heart of Publix. We are here with Kim Reynolds. Kim Reynolds serves as the Media and Community Relations Manager for Publix Supermarkets in the Miami division. That stretches from Key West all the way up to Roseland. Where's Roseland? Thank you so much. Now I know something new. In this capacity, she acts as the spokesperson for Publix Supermarkets and handles Publix's charitable contributions for Southeast Florida. This is an important lady. You better listen in. Prior to joining Publix in 2008, Kim represented Florida Senate District 25 as legislative aide to current state CFO Jeff Atwater. Very cool. Kim is on the Association Board of YMCA Broward, on the Board of Directors of Connect Florida, Program of Leadership Florida, and is a member of the Junior League of Greater Fort Lauderdale. She's a graduate of Leadership Broward, Class 29, and Connect Florida, Class 2. She's also a supporter of the United Way of Broward. Her professional affiliations include the PR Society of America, Miami chapter. She's a graduate of Florida State University. Oh, we may talk some football. There you go. Well, they got something to be happy about right now. She grew up in Sunrise, lives in Fort Lauderdale with her husband, Lance. High five, Kim Reynolds. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Tarek's on the line? All right. Well, listen, before we get started, one of the things that prompted me was that Publix has helped us out with our events that we had at the Perrine and Richmond Heights Center. I know Tarek is running a boot camp right now. Tarek, are you on the line?
You know I am, Tim. Hey, guys, how's it going? I'm here.
All right. Well, listen, I know that you and the kids had something you wanted to say to Publix and to Kim, so we haven't even gotten into the segment. You're up. Why don't you tell her what she did for you?
Oh, man, they really came through. Publix did a great job, Kim. I just thank you so much for all your support and the Publix staff. And it was a great thing for the kids. They love the goodies, and I look forward to, teaming up with you guys and making more great things like that happen. Thank you so much for everything you guys did.
Thank you, Tarek. It's so sweet of you to call in today, especially in the middle of everything you've got going on. But it really was our pleasure, and we should really be thanking you for your commitment to the community and really changing lives and investing in kids in our community and making a difference.
Well, Tarek, listen, man, we'll talk sports and how to survive the UMUF game. I'll text you right before you come on at 5:40, but I know that you wanted to call in and talk to Kim direct, and thank you so much for reaching out.
We also have a great video representing Publix, their store, so I'm going to tweet that out again to Publix, and I get it to you as well, Kim, so you can see the video.
Wonderful. Would love that. Appreciate you so much.
Okay,
great to be a partner.
Problem.
Tarek, high five. You go get those ladies slimmed down. I'll call you back at about 5:40. I'll message you, and we'll get back on and talk about surviving in the Florida heat during that game.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on, Jim. Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
All right.
Bye.
Wow. I don't think I could have started off your segment there with anything much better than that. I think that kind of says it all right there.
It's so nice to hear from our community partners, and they really are the ones making the difference. We're just here to give back where we can, and we have our customers to thank for everything that we're able to do in the community.
Well, I also know that Lauren Book thanks you a lot. She's in synagogue. She asked me to thank you direct herself.
We love Lauren.
Well, we're going to do more events with Lauren. We're going to do them in combination with Tarek. We've also got my friends at the NFL Alumni Association in South Florida that we've been talking to about teaming up with them and some other groups. And if you have some youth groups that you'd like us to bring Lauren and Tarek and our message of positive energy, let's talk about that after the show. But for now, let's say that I'm a person out there. I'm in the community. I've got this event coming up, or I've got an organization. Now, it starts off, I'm a 501c3, and I send you a letter or I write a phone call. Then what?
Yes. We ask that you send us a letter on your nonprofit letterhead to our office. You can mail or fax it. All of our information is online at Publix.com. We just then receive that letter, we review it, and really, if it fits within our focus of youth education, specifically literacy or the plight of the hungry and homeless, we will be glad to see how we can help.
Now, wait a minute. The plight of the hungry and the homeless. You know, I've been reading about people, and there's a new term that's been coming into mind called food security. Are you guys involved with making sure that our seniors and our at-risk youths are have food security? In other words, enough to eat and have a healthy, balanced life?
Yes, we're working with many partners in our community on that issue specifically. One of our biggest partners is Feeding South Florida. In fact, we have a perishable recovery program where we donate all of the food in our fresh departments in our stores that we would no longer sell, but it's still safe to eat to local food banks so we can really combat hunger in our community.
Well, I know my mom spent a lot of time in the food banks here in Miami while she was getting her master's in social work, and I know how important Publix has been in all of that. Dave, do you want to put the caller on? Hi, we've got Vivian out there. I know who that is. That's my beautiful, sexy, giving wife. How you doing, honey?
Good. I wanted to thank you so much for everything you've done for Lauren's kids. I can't even tell you their smiles. They couldn't get enough cake. It was beautiful. And I just met with Lauren, and she's in, on her way to Temple. So she would love to say thank you, but I'm going to say thank you for her. She doesn't know how to say it in any other words.
Thank you, Vivian. It is so nice of you to call in, and I should say Happy New Year. Actually, Jim and I were just talking about you before the show, and he was going to share a story about how you met.
Yeah.
But you're just a beautiful woman. I know you're very involved in the community, you and Jim both, and so we appreciate you. And Lauren is a dear friend and just does wonderful work on behalf of victims of sexual abuse and violence in our community. And and we couldn't be more glad to partner with such a special person and an important organization.
From the bottom of my heart. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, honey. I'll be home right after this, and we'll start up Rosh Hashanah dinner for night two. I love you, and my most prized moments of the day are the ones I spend with you, honey. I love you, and we'll see you soon. Dave dropped her before I could get all the mushy-gushy out of there. But, yeah, so listen, I do want to talk about, I promised you I'd talk about how I met my wife, so I'm going to do that.
Yes.
Just for you, Kim. Just for you here on Rosh Hashanah. I met my wife at a charitable organization mixer. We met at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation at a singles event. I had never seen her. I go all the time because I'm just a pig, and I just wanted to meet as many beautiful Jewish women as I could and see if I could find just the right one because I was looking hard at that point. And there she was. I had just come back from looking at property. I was driving a convertible at the time, and I was all suntan. I was down in Key West. I had come up with the top down. So here were all these Jewish guys in their blue and gray suits, and then there was me. White pants and a Hawaiian shirt. Dave knows. Oh, yeah, for sure. Dave knows. And so I was there with the white shirt and Hawaiian pants, and everybody was looking and pointing, whatever. And there was this hot chick that walked in. I'd never seen her before. I go to my friend Sam. I go, Sam, do you know that dude that she's talking to? He goes, yeah, that's ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I go, well, you go up and you talk to ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So he goes up, talks to ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, turns around. I walk right in there. That's it. Now, she'll tell you that the next date, our first date was like that weekend. We went to the beach. She walked into the natural food store on Lincoln Road, didn't remember what I looked like. But her friends told her I was sort of cute, but a real pig. Well, they were right. But after I met her, that was all done. I've been a one-woman man ever since, and I love her. And she's been, very involved there with Lauren's Kids as the charity that she chose because of all the at-risk people. And you can go on our website. You go on www.freedonbusiness.com, and you could see the beautiful faces and what we did at that website at the event. And I've been talking about me. I've been talking about my wife. We had a bunch of thank yous. We're here with Kim Reynolds. She's the Publix Supermarkets Miami Division Media and Community Relations Manager. We're going to discuss how Publix keeps you involved in our community. Right back after this, they're playing a song just for my wife. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Man, that music just fired me up, and so did talking to my wife. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Oh, man, am I smoking hot anticipating Sunday. The Dolphins start their season on the road against the Cleveland Browns. But in a couple of weeks, they'll be opening up the home season here against the Atlanta Falcons and Matty Ice. Did you know that only 6% of the NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? My God, you guys got to get out there. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate. I'm going to be tailgating with Larry Zinn. Then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memories with your kids, family, friends, or your business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live, in person at Sun Life Stadium. And if you go to dolphins.com right now, they're waiving all the fees. Go there or go to freedombusiness.com and go through our link to their website. But you will save, because the best way to experience Dolphins football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium with me. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS with an F. 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today.
Miami Marlins.
Come on and join the Marlins, Joe.
It's Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Sir Pizza 4-pack and get 4 tickets, 4 Sir Pizzas, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $60. Plus, stay after for a Fireworks Spectacular presented by New Era Cap. The next Fireworks Friday is September 6th against the Nationals at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, man, I am having so much fun today. It's Rosh Hashanah, and God loves me, I can tell. Hey, we're here today talking social good with Publix. Publix style of doing it in the social community here. We've got Kim Reynolds. She's the Publix Supermarkets, Inc., Miami Division Media Community Relations Manager. We're going to talk about getting Publix involved in your community. First segment was a bunch of thank yous and a story about my wife. So let's get down to the charitable business here. So, Kim, we've talked about how people can reach out to you and get connected. So there's a phone number. There's the website. Really, all you got to just do is go to publix.com, and it walks you right through it.
That's right. It's very simple. We have a community page, but I can share our phone number is 305-652-2411, extension 3810.
Okay. Now, you went to FSU. I went to Florida. We got a bunch of UM fans out there, but there are also some Jets fans listening. So say that number a little slow for the Jets fans.
Oh, no, I'm not getting in the middle of that. But it is 305-652-2411, extension 3810.
Yeah, I know. You're just a PR machine. You worked in that Tallahassee thing, so you know how to make sure that no one goes like this. And, you know, again, thanks for helping us with Tarek and with Lauren's kids. Now, who are some of the other groups that you're involved with on a regular basis that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, we have so many wonderful partners. In fact, there's a campaign that we're kicking off in December called our Food for All campaign. It's a wonderful opportunity to our customers to get involved, to donate at our register, at the checkout, $1, $3, or $5 donations. Last year, that campaign raised over $1.6 million just here in South Florida to support over 50 local nonprofits.
Wow.
And so some of those big partners are, as I said, Feeding South Florida, Farm Share, all the way up to the Treasure Coast Food Bank, Camilla's House, Lauren's Kids. wonderful groups in the community, and we just have to thank our customers for helping to make a difference.
Now, you just mentioned some of the biggest movers in for social change here locally, but somebody doesn't have to be a behemoth to get your attention. If they're making a difference in the community, you're open. I've called that number when I originally reached out to you, and when people call that, it first says, hey, have you made a request? If you have, push here. If you haven't, push here. It's so open and warm. It's really something that welcomes you. I gotta say, getting a donation is a pleasure.
Thank you so much. That's really how it should be. And yes, you make a great point. We're here to support everybody, schools, religious organizations, youth sports. We really just want to make a difference. We want to connect with our customers. Our founder, George Jenkins, who founded Publix over 80 years ago, about 83 years now to be exact, 1930, said a quote that I love and would love to share. He was once asked, if you hadn't given away so much, how much do you think you would be worth today? And his response was, you've got it, Jim. It was absolutely nothing. So it started with him. That culture lives on today within Publix. It's so important to us as part of our mission statement. Our mission statement says that we are to be involved as responsible citizens in our community. And we truly know we couldn't be as successful if it wasn't for our customers and for them giving us the opportunity by shopping with us to really make a difference in our community and to give back.
Well, high five to Social Media 305 for just tweeting out our message here. Johnny will be back soon. I want you to meet Johnny, who does our social media. He's just amazing. He's involved with Dress for Success.
Okay, great.
Now, if somebody wants to do an event, and we talked about calling, we've talked about Publix outreaching, I can only say that the people that I've met at Publix, mostly on the real estate side, I'll call a spade, have been absolutely wonderful. They're all lifers. They all, you cut them, they bleed green.
That's right.
It's really amazing. And what you discussed about the Publix's outreach into the community, it's something that I've seen that's ingrained from everybody, from my buddy Woody to my buddy James and everybody in between. They're terrific guys. They have just been terrific for our community. They're great to work with. And unlike many of the large retail tenants in our stores, I mean, in our shopping centers, Publix is local.
Yes, we are. Love Woody, love James. We really have wonderful associates. And I have to say what differentiates us is the fact that we are associate owned. So we are a privately held company, and every one of our associates have a stake in the game.
You could tell that your associates have a stake in the game because of the way that they treat their customers with respect. In a Publix store, it's obvious. I must tell you, when I go in and I want to find out what a neighborhood's like, you know where I go, don't you? I go to Publix. I go and I walk into Publix. I walk in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. I come in. I see who's there. That's me in the back of the parking lot watching. That's me.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. But the thing that I really never realized before was how involved you all were in the community. I mean, in my organization, in my professional life, in the real estate life, always at the forefront of all of the issues that we were dealing with as an industry. But I really never realized the footprint that you had. That's another tweet. People are just loving you up. That's another I never realized the social footprint that you had, and I guess you said it comes from Mr. Jenkins and the rest of your people, and it's ingrained in the public's people. So when you go to your next spot in Publix, we know you're moving up the chain, moving around there, and somebody else takes your spot here in Miami, how do you transfer the love that you have for our community? My goodness, I mean, you grew up here. You went to, I'm just going to say it. You went to Fort Lauderdale. You were in Fort. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Piper High School.
Piper
in Sunrise.
High.
Go Bengals.
No, I'm a North Miami Beach Charger.
Oh, very good.
You're exploding Twitter, you miss. The Twitter's exploding here.
I love it. Thank you.
Oh, that's because you do social good. Social media is recognizing the social good. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I wondered if you could tell us, we talked about your big project that you've got going in December about feeding the homeless. We've talked about how you're all about making sure that people have food security if there's possible. Is there like a hotline that somebody can call if they know somebody that's hungry?
Well, some of our great partners are the United Way, as well as 211 in Broward, and then in Miami, that Switchboard of Miami.
Switchboard, yes.
Wonderful partner of ours. So if there are individuals in need, we support specifically nonprofit organizations, but if there is an individual in need, another one is the Neighbors for Neighbors Family Fund. They can reach out to those organizations, and I'm sure they could find a way to support.
Yeah, Kim, I know that you're about getting as much access as you can. And so that's why you take a look. You look at the distribution quality, the statistics. You go and I guess you meet the people that are involved. And then through them, you're able to put the public's largesse into the community. We talked about direct donations of food. We know money. I could tell you is that Tarek and I, we love, you know, y'all gave us a card. We went and we bought, you can go on the website. The table must have been 25 feet long. I made the mistake of asking the kids who wanted some extra icing when I had finished giving out one of the cake. Oh, forget it. But the one girl I'll never forget, she goes, sir, I would really just like to get my own cupcake, please. That was it. That girl owned me. It was terrific. But the person who knew how to deal with the kids the best was Kevin Johnson, the football player.
Oh, yes.
It's because he does it all the time. I just deal with my wife, so I know how to do it in big person talk, but I don't know how to do it in little person talk. Hey, Dave, how much more time do we have left? 2 more minutes? Good. Because what I want to do is I want Kim to go over twice how to get a hold of Publix and how to have Publix get involved with your organization, your 501c3 organization. You send her a letter. Go.
Yes, if you're a local nonprofit based here in South Florida, you can fax or mail us a letter. Our information is online at Publix.com. We do ask that you give us some leeway, some lead time, about 4 weeks. We'll take a look at your request. And if it's a fit, if it falls within our focus, youth, education, plight of the hungry and homeless, we'd be glad to see how we could help.
Everybody out there, call Kim. Kim, who's the lady that's going to be taking over for you?
Yes, I will be relocating with Publix to our Charlotte division next month. So Nicole Krause is wonderful. Also from South Florida, Pembroke Pines. So she understands the South Florida spirit.
Cool.
And this community.
All right. Well, listen, export, when you get to Charlotte, say hello to my cousin Rick. He's working today, too. He just texted me. He goes, hey, Jimmy, are you working? I go, yeah. He goes, well, I'm putting up this event for 100 people. I go, well, I'm interviewing Publix on how to make a difference. Well, listen, you enjoy the Carolinas. You say hello to my buddy Terry Stiles, who's developing your centers up there. I got a big smile and a nod with that. I'm sure that the guys and ladies at Styles in the Carolinas already have their eye on a couple of good places that you can help make better. Again, I want to thank Kim Reynolds. I want to thank Publix. Kim is the Publix Supermarkets Miami Division Community Relations Manager. She's going to be leaving, going to Charlotte. We're going to have the void filled by another wonderful person that we're going to have on the show real soon. So, Kim, thanks so much for Tarek, the kids, Lauren's kids, and also the people that you will never meet that you help every day. God bless you.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. After that mushy thank you, we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. We're going to talk about how to survive the UM-UF football game. Back after this, thank you, Publix. Oh, man, that music gets me fired up, but nothing gets me more fired up than going to the Dolphins game. Oh, yeah. Dolphins fans, you know I always give you the best advice, and when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats and special offers, tickets for every game. Thinking of heading out to 1, 3, or all the games this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com, and if you go there right now, there's no fees involved. You could pay upwards of 25% more or more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. On Dolphin.com, you can go direct and buy and save. Dolphins.com, buy your Dolphins tickets direct and save today. Join me at the game!
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Now you can help the at-risk kids that Lauren helps. For just $35, you can go to www.lawrencekids.org. You have to go there and get your Romero Brito designed license plate. $35. We only need 900 people more, my mom, my wife, everybody. www.lawrencekids.org. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. Publix knows that. Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know that too. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has Woo. No time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, as a high-powered executive, demand the best for your health with a UHealth Executive Physical. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service, from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you. I do, so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2734.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have got a great show. We were talking with Publix about making sure that everybody has enough to eat and how you can get Publix to support your social event. So make sure you go to www.publix.com and check all that out. And while you're doing stuff on the internet, something else you should look at is UHealth. UHealth is the University of Miami Health Systems. You go to www.uhealth.org. It brings you the brightest minds, the brightest care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors and dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever really talk or cross-reference your symptoms, your medications? Make sure your care is second to none. Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row. And the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So if you want to see what the healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It features different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing something really innovative and interesting up there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
All right. All right, a little bit of technical difficulty, but it can't hold back the fact that we are having an awesome show on what's an awesome day, because it's Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is all about giving back and taking stock. And that's what we've done today in the first half hour of the show. We had Kim Reynolds, the Miami Division Media and Community Relations Manager for Publix. And she talked about how you can have Publix get involved and support your organization. And one of the things that they've been supporting with us is Lauren's Kids. And right now, you can go out there and make a difference with Lauren's Kids. You've heard us talk about Lauren's Kids and how she helps all the young people that have been sexually abused or molested. She goes out and creates awareness that 98% of this child sexual abuse can be prevented with just information and taking some precautions. So now you can add to what we're trying to do. You can join us. You can pre-order your Romero Brito designed Walk in My Shoes Walk license plate for Lauren's Kids. You go to www.laurenskids.org. It's the For Hope license plate. It's Love and Healing is the special design by famed artist Romero Brito. High five to Romero. He's a good friend. Ron, a good friend. Lauren, absolutely an icon for children in our society. Lauren Book, Ron Book. Help us out. Go to laurenskids.org. Get your Lauren's Kids license plate today. Romero Brito designed the Love and Healing license plate. It's beautiful. It's got a butterfly. It's got a Romero Brito heart. Prevent child abuse. Healing survivors. laurenskids.org. Go there right now and do our society and the youngest members of it a favor and help them out. Tarek is doing his boot camp. Hopefully he'll be able to give us a call in a few minutes and we'll talk about how to survive the UF-UM football game this weekend. We'll be going together thanks to the Gator Boosters, actually to the Bull Gators. That's right. Thank you to the UF Foundation. I'm also going to give you some thoughts right now on things that have come up this summer and that are going to linger into the fall. We've talked about the rising interest rates and the impact on residential and commercial real estate. And let's talk about that for a minute, because interest rates are going to continue to rise. It's just being talked about right now how the QE is going to be the quantitative easing. The Fed is going to take their hand off the till. They're going to stop buying treasuries. You're already seeing currencies decline across the world. Those that trade with the United States are having a big, big problem. India's seen a collapse in its currency, and others across the world have as well. Why? Because people are leaving the more risky economies and they're coming back to the United States. The United States is in recovery. The United States is steady. It's stable. And they see interest rates rising. Now, what does interest rates rising mean to you? Well, it means strange things are going to happen, like the jumbo loan is now cheaper than a government-insured loan for reasons that include the fact that there's all kinds of fees that they now have to charge for your government-insured loan. First time in history, I never thought I'd see that happen, that a non-conforming, non-government loan is priced lower than a government-insured loan. The world is upside down, and we have nothing to thank but the federal government for that. Federal government's now going to take its hands off the switches and pull back a little, and that's probably a good thing, but it needs to be done in a controlled fashion, or we're going to have a big problem. And they say, well, the United States will do well on exports. The United States will do well on imports. Hey, the United States will do well because it's the United States. Now all we need is a continuing, positive, steady state in the economy, and we'll be okay. We just need some job growth, but more than that, we need career growth. Another thing that we saw going on is the people protesting the fact that you can't make a living wage on the minimum wage. They neglect the fact that most people on minimum wage are kids starting out that don't have to support a family. And believe me, when I earned minimum wage, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was enough for me. And I think that most people in a minimum wage job are probably going to do okay if they're not full-time. But if you are full-time, maybe you need to be looking at a way to make enough money to get health insurance and do some things and to make our economy a little bit stronger. We need careers, not just jobs. These minimum wage jobs, they should be launching pads for people to get careers. I was reading an article that was written by the head of the National Restaurant Association. He got his start working at a McDonald's. So it is a place where people can get a start. I got my start working minimum wage in food and in food service also. A good solid 30% of Americans, their first job, minimum wage, food service. I think it served us all well. But if you're trying to raise a family, that ain't the way to go. Switching gears, fracking. Let's talk about this because fracking has had an enormous impact on America. And now it's starting to have an impact worldwide. But the impact worldwide is negligible and frustrating. Why? Because the United States has fabulous infrastructure. Hey, try getting somewhere in Pennsylvania to go fracking. You can take a real road and drop your stuff right there and do it. Well, in China or Argentina, two of the places that have the biggest deposits of shale oil after the United States, they don't have good infrastructure. You can't get to the stuff, so they're having problems. And you read articles about how they're putting it up next to people's houses and polluting the neighborhood and polluting the well. Well, it sounds like the early efforts for fracking here. All I can say is if they can get that oil out with fracking, okay. But please don't hurt the pollution, don't create pollution. And one of the interesting sidelines on this fracking thing was that it's creating little minor earthquakes as they start pulling all the liquid out so fast from underneath the ground and it settles into the to replace the liquid. The fracking is actually causing some earthquakes. I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere out in Fort Worth, Texas, there's going to be a volcano that's going to erupt from one of these things. I got you on that one, didn't I, Dave? All right, here's my favorite topic we talked about all summer because it impacts almost everybody listening to me right now, and that's traffic and growth in Miami. We talked about the condo market a lot. We talked about how people are moving in. We talked about how the fact that where I live on Biscayne at 36th Street, I used to be able to get to the traffic light straight out when I came out from work. Now, two lights. It takes two lights to get to the traffic light to get on I-95 now for my house, unless you do a little bit of creative driving, and we won't talk about what that really means. But traffic is starting to become a problem in neighborhoods where it wasn't. The planners don't seem to care. In fact, they're on record as saying we hope it gets so bad that they take public transportation. All I got to say is make every single building in South Florida have a shower, and then I think people might start taking public transportation. Make the routes so that it doesn't take somebody 3 hours to get where they're going. Like the person that works in my hair salon told me it took her to get from Miami Beach to Midtown. Actually, I think it was an hour and a half each way. Poor lady. So traffic and growth in Miami, and the traffic and growth, what else is it doing? Hey, that lady with the Venezuela license plate in front of that was behind me that was road raging me as she was careening up, talking on her phone, doing her fingernails in her GMC white street times as big as my car, and then she waved at me and gave me the middle salute there as she drove past me, cut me off, and then hit her brakes? Hey, lady, get a life. So what you really got to do on the road here in South Florida is kick back and relax. I know we're all a bunch of control freaks, but that day is over. The thing that controls you now is the environment. The only thing that you can control now is yourself. So control yourself for a couple of minutes while you're on the road. Come back. We're going to have some more great talk. Dave's going to make me take a break. Relax. Enjoy. Back after this. A lot of fun still remaining. I'm going to talk about the I love you, man phenomenon at work back after this. All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's Saturday Spectacular at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $27 for unlimited KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water every Saturday home game. On Saturday, September 7th, see your Marlins battle the Nationals at 7:10. Then head to the West Plaza for a live post-game concert featuring Blaze of Glory Bon Jovi tribute presented by Majestic Athletic. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
Hey, friends, did you know that only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game? There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate, than enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us and creating lifelong memory with your kids, family, friends, or business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. And you know I always give you the best advice when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets. You've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets are there for every game. Thinking of heading to just one game, three games, or all game this season? Visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same seating sections. Don't! Go to Dolphins.com now. They're waiving the fees today. Make sure you go to there and save. Dolphins.com, buy your tickets direct, save today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I want to make sure everybody goes on the web, goes to www.lawrencekids.org. Love and Healing specialty license plate. Pre-order yours now. Every plate costs $35.50, and $25 goes straight to support Lauren's efforts to prevent child sex abuse through education and awareness. Go to lawrencekids.org, or of course you can go to your local tax collector or private tag agency. We've got Tarek Maddox on the line. Tarek, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jim, full of energy and ready to go. How's it going, guys?
Oh, man, it's going great. Listen, you and I are going to the UF UM game. I know you got your UM boys there, Lamar Miller and all. So, I know you and I are going to be doing a little thing there. But, what can we do to make sure that we survive that game as fans?
Hey, you guys, number one, we got to have something on our stomach, Jim, going in the game.
Okay.
All right? Because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be packed. We're not going to be in for getting up, getting down, going to look for, keep ourselves hydrated. So make sure we have something on our stomach, make sure we're hydrated, well-rested, and just focused and ready to watch a big win.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll leave open who's going to do the big win. You and I will give the, we'll do that all the way up and back from the game. But one of the things that I suggested was people wear, long-sleeve white shirts, floppy hat, maybe bring a beach towel to sit on, cover yourself with,
awesome.
God forbid, all those things, lots of sunscreen as well.
Yes, comfort. Thank you for mentioning that, Jim. I missed that. I'm sorry. But, yes, definitely you want to protect yourself from the sun. Putting your sunscreen or what have you, or a cap, a hat, or visor, just to protect yourself from the heat waves. And just be very comfy. Be ready to sit down and enjoy yourself.
All right. Now, Tarek, first of all, welcome back. I missed you while you were out of town on your vacation with your lady in New York.
Yes, it was wonderful, man. I had a great time.
All
Boston,
right.
That was Boston, Massachusetts, and we took a trip to Martha's Vineyard. It was awesome, guys.
Oh, I had the location wrong, but if you were at Martha's Vineyard, then you had a great time, and hopefully you went to the Black Dog, had some breakfast. It was great. And now we're back. Now, Tarek, you and I have been working out on a regular basis. I've been able to make my schedule pretty regular. We've been meeting at a regular time during the middle of the day, which from everything I read is the time of peak performance and when you get the most out of it for going back to work. Now business is picking up again. We've been on the summer schedule for the last 3-4 months. People are working. They don't have time to do a workout for an hour. What do you suggest they do?
Well, they got to beat the sun up. You got to beat the sun up sometimes, all right? Or you can get it in, you know, on your break if you have an hour or two, you know, at your job. If you have time to work out during your break, like you do, Jim, that's fine. Or you can work out when you get off from home. It'll only take about 30 to 45 minutes to get a great workout in. Besides, you're only going to work out at least 3 days a week, so you don't have to do it every day to overwhelm yourself. Now the school's starting back, the kids, and all that, you know?
Well, all I could say is that I really don't have the time during the middle of the day. I make the time. I make that time by getting up at 5 in the morning on the days that we work out and putting all my work then. So people, you know, I think I agree with you. The only time of the day you can really control is the beginning of the day. Once you're out of the house or once you're out of the gym or out of the shower, the rest of the day takes you and takes control. I have found that the most important thing is just like in your workout while you're doing the exercise, you need a rhythm in your routine.
Definitely, the routine is very important. If you can beat the sun up, if you can get enough rest, 7 or 8 hours of sleep, and you're fine getting up, energy levels are not going to be, diminished throughout the day. If you can get up and knock out a 45-minute workout before the sun comes up, and just get going with your day and keep everything in order, and get into that sort of routine, your body becomes adapted to it. Adaptation starts to occur, and you start, get into that regular routine, and you should be fine.
Now, I know that you're training all those guys. You trained Frank this summer. You trained Lamar this summer. They are now back on the team. I know that you're reworking your schedule and that you may have some times to work with other people. If somebody wanted to try to break into your rotation of clients, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, simple, guys. Guys, you can visit me at Twitter. At Tarek Maddox on Twitter, I'm sorry, or you can give me a reach out to me through my personal cell, which is area code 786-278-5584. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, and you can get in touch with me through Twitter. I'm very social, so I can get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, actually, Tarek, you're one of the most social guys I know. I missed you while you were gone. Now, the one thing I want to do is I want to thank you so much for being social. We go back and forth on Twitter. People should watch what we say on Twitter, how we do it, because they would get an understanding of the rhythm that we have. Now, Tat, I'll see you. We're going to get together. That game starts early, so you're going to be able to get to my house at like 9 o'clock and go over there and assault the stadium?
Jim, all I do is make it happen. That's it. But make it happen. I will make it happen. You will see me bright and early. We're going to have a great, wonderful time. And I just love the show, guys, and just stay full of energy, and let's ready to party, Jim. That's it.
All right. Well, listen, I love you, man, and that transitions me. Tad, I'll see you Saturday, man. Thank you so much for calling in. High five.
You're welcome. I love the song of the intro and outro of the radio station, Jim. It is awesome, man.
You're the best. We'll make one just for your segments. We'll make one just for your segments.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, you're the best, Tarek. And you heard me telling Tarek that I love him. And that's the thing that everybody's saying these days is everybody loves everybody. There's certain people that you love. There's certain people that you love that you just got to tell. And those are the guys that are close to you every day. But just like the guy that's like the bank teller and stuff, that's a little bit over the top. So I love you, man, is great. But you gotta like use it and mean it. You know, so maybe it's, oh, you're terrific, or high five. I think I'm going to go to high five. I'm going to use high five instead of I love you, man. Yeah, not the hands, kind of like a fist bump. I still got that, there you go, a little germaphobe thing going on. But so I think that the I love you, man, a little too much. I'm going to go back more to high five. I love you, man, is great, but it's too It's used too much. It doesn't mean enough. And so, you know, here it is. It's Rosh Hashanah. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to high five, except, of course, if I really love somebody, I'm going to let them know it. And that's my wife. That's guys like Tarek, certain other people out there who know who it is, including Dave. I'm going to give you, Dave, you get a high five. You're not in the I love you man zone. You're not in the I love you man zone yet, but we're working there. Stevie, he was just getting there and he had to leave. Well, you know, I really miss Johnny's social media 305. He'll be back next week. The schedule for the station is really getting jumbled up. We've been being rebroadcast on Mondays at 10 o'clock. I'm not really sure if they're going to keep doing that or not, but you will for sure see me in section, I don't know what, but right by the goal line in the northeast corner of the end zone on Saturday, 12 o'clock. That guy standing next to Tarek Maddox. You'll recognize Tarek Maddox because he's the ripped trainer of the NFL guys, and you can follow him at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. He's the best. He keeps me looking good. But I'll be under like 75 white shirts and 2,000, towels, and I'm going to have my flip-flops. I'm going to have my swimsuit. I'm going to be all hydrated up. My biggest thing will be I want to get hydrated, but I don't want to be so hydrated they got to go to the bathroom in the middle of the game. That'll be a disaster. So finding that tipping point of hydration will be the second most important thing I do all day. The most important thing I do all day will be watching the Gators beat the Canes. Oh my God, I actually said it. I'm on tape. Dave's amazed. I do want to thank our guests. I want to thank Publix. I really, really want to thank Kim Reynolds. Kim Reynolds and her team over at Publix has been just terrific for our community. Kim is going to be moving on up to Charlotte and opening up their Carolina division, but she'll be replaced by somebody who's just as terrific because I know the people at Publix and I know their organization, and that's what they do. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Tarek Maddox, U Health, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Bruce Turkel, Lauren's Kids, Publix, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and you, our listeners. Follow me at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, www.friedonbusiness. Look for us next week on 8 a.m. next Thursday. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse.